Bill puts an ad for a new rhyme mate up on Craigslist. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, this week the BBC reported on a rare medical condition called Witzelsucht.
Ugh!
I know. It causes painful. Great suffering in both its victims and those around them. People with Witzelsucht cannot stop doing what?
Oh, give me a hint, because I think I actually know this. Give me a hint.
They say they might say they're at Witzelsucht's end.
Ah, they have no wits?
Well, sort of, but what did I just do there?
They're a Witzelsucht. I don't know what you did.
I think this is confusing.
Faith, you love to do this, so do you know?
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah.
Make puns.
Make puns, yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, then I didn't.
It's a compulsive need to make puns.
Oh,
do I have this?
We gotta cure this.
Yeah, the BBC article tells the story of one Witzelsucht sufferer who didn't realize he had a problem. This is true. His wife thought his jokes were so terrible, she called a doctor. The doctor immediately tried to give the man the Heimlich maneuver. But the wife was like, no, doctor, I said he's joking. Now, we offer that example as a public service. If someone you love makes a joke like that, get them treatment immediately. Or if they do it again, consider euthanasia.
What is the cure for Witzelsucht?
I think disdain. The occasional physical groaning, I think.
Yeah, usually groaning. People groan. Yeah.
Now, don't worry, it cannot be sexually transmitted because no one has sex with people who make puns. Faith, on Thursday this week, the New York Times published an article about how many people are finding it difficult to talk to their kids about what sensitive and potentially distressing topic.
Well, it can't be sex, because that's obvious,
oh, no.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's easy.
Yes.
It just goes in here, and take it out, and you have a baby. Okay. Is it something that's just cutting edge modern?
Well, it's something that's kind of unavoidable on the news these days.
Is it talking to your children about Trump?
Yes.
Really?
The challenge of talking to your children about Donald Trump. Kids all over America are asking their parents difficult questions, such as, Donald Trump, really? Hasn't your generation screwed up this planet enough?
So was there advice from psychologists, child psychologists?
There was. I mean, basically, you had to sort of say that, yes, this man was doing these very rude and unpleasant things, but that doesn't mean that you should do it. You know, it's sort of like watching the Three Stooges, Paul, in that even though they're hitting each other on the head, you should not do that because they're just play acting.
I cautioned my children before I showed them the Three Stooges. I said we would not run saws over one another's heads. And that if they did, we wouldn't watch the next Three Stooges. I also cautioned them before we watched Leave It to Beaver, by the way. I explained that mothers don't normally vacuum in their pearls.
That was a dangerous show.
Yeah, and that although we may have problems similar to those of the Cleavers, we will not solve them in 22 minutes.
Right. Now, in other Trump news, we wanted to share this. Wired magazine had to issue a correction, a real correction, because one of their writers used a browser extension that changes all mentions of Trump to, quote, someone with tiny hands. So the article in Wired read, for example,
once the company knew it wanted to do something around Sanders, the conversation expanded to include other candidates, ultimately adding Clinton and someone with tiny hands.
Donald Trump wanted to write a letter to protest the insult, but he couldn't find a pen small enough.